The likely reason Weddington was able to find only cases in which the woman was referred to as the victim is because legal cases dealing with abortion, which were rare to begin with, almost always involved maternal deaths. This is so because, in addition to being largely ineffective, abortion techniques in the 19th century were extremely dangerous to the pregnant mother. Given that the vast majority of abortion attempts were made in private and rarely discussed, it was often difficult to prove that a woman had actually been pregnant, especially when most did not survive the abortion attempt. Many such cases were not even classified as abortion cases, but poisoning. Given the difficulty of prosecution, combined with a high mortality rate from mothers attempting abortion, it's not surprising that the cases Weddington found refer to the mother as the victim. The case could not address a fetus as victim if there was no evidence that a fetus had actually existed. And as we will see, this does not mean that 19th century doctors, lawyers, and judges, the movers and shakers behind anti-abortion laws, were as pro-choice as Sarah Weddington would have us believe.
Again, this is a very special type case for the women because of the very nature of the injury involved. It is an irreparable injury. Once pregnancy has started, certainly this is not the kind of injury that can be later adjudicated. It is not the kind of injury that can later be compensated by some sort of monetary reward. These women who have now gone through pregnancy and the women who continue to be forced to go through pregnancy have certainly gone through something that is irreparable, that can never be changed for them. It is certainly great and it is certainly immediate. There is no other forum available to them. As we talked last time, they are not subject in Texas to any kind of criminal prosecution, whether the woman performs self-abortion, whether she goes to a doctor, finds someone who will perform it on her. She is guilty of no crime whatsoever. And yet the state tries to allege that its purpose in this statute was to protect the fetus. If that's true, the fact the woman is guilty of no crime is not a reasonable kind of... It does not reasonably follow.
Again, Weddington argued that since the Texas law viewed the woman as the victim rather than a perpetrator, the fetus, therefore, cannot be the victim. While Texas legislators and prosecutors may have looked with compassion on a woman who was desperate enough to attempt an abortion, the law did in fact prosecute doctors who, in the lawmakers' view, should know better than to provide illegal abortions. But there was also another more practical reason why the Texas law, and indeed most laws in other states, did not hold the woman to be an accomplice, but instead tended to view her as a victim. It was nearly impossible to convict someone accused of performing an...